Well, producers who suffered from crop losses last year may still have a ray of hope for some relief, as according to Robbie Minnick, senior government relations representative for the National Cotton Council, Senate Agriculture Committee Chairman Blanche Lincoln has successfully identified a new legislative vehicle for a $2 billion ad hoc disaster aid package that would cover 2009 crop losses.
The package has long been a provision in legislation to extend unemployment benefits, but all the provisions except for the extension of the unemployment benefits were stripped from the bill prior to its passage last week. Chairman Lincoln has been seeking new alternatives, and recent reports indicate she has assurance from Senate Majority Leader Reid that the disaster assistance package would be added to a small business bill.
That bill is expected to be debated very shortly in the Senate. However, it does face several obstacles before it can be brought for a vote. Minnick says the disaster assistance package is based on legislation introduced last year by Chairman Lincoln and Senators Thad Cochran and Roger Wicker of Mississippi.
And will provide benefits equivalent to a 90% 2009 direct payment to growers who suffered losses in counties declared primary disaster areas by USDA. The provisions also include funding to cover specialty crop losses and assistance to livestock and cottonseed handlers.
And Minnick added that Chairman Lincoln said last week that this small business bill is among the last vehicles available for the disaster aid. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.